Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
And welcome back to more Free Talk Live. We're kicking off the live Saturday episode. We do this thing 7 nights a week. We're live 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time. As always, you're invited to join us here. The number 603-283-6160. Something you've been wanting to talk about with a national radio audience. Great place to do that. Phones are always open. With you tonight is Ian.
And the Lord Reverend Dr. Captain Kickass.
We are going to get into, there's a lot to talk about here tonight, including prison populations, sexual harassment in government schools. Apparently one of the Supreme Court justices is saying that the Supreme Court could somehow end because of the leak of the abortion case. Very strange stuff. If you want to weigh in, of course, you're welcome to.
Just one time, I think I want to go and, like, visit the Supreme Court.
Why?
I just want to bring, like, sour cream and mushrooms and onions and green peppers so that they could be the burrito Supreme Court.
Truly supreme. I've been to the New Hampshire one, but never the national one. Yeah. I don't think I'd really want to go there.
I just want to do it for the purposes of comedy, and that's all. I would otherwise never want to set foot in that institution.
D.C. is a place I don't want to set foot in. I've been there, and I don't want to go back.
Yeah.
Reason.com, though, we both have the same story in show prep here tonight, Captain, and that's usually an indicator that we should talk about that one, because we always have a ton of stuff to talk about. This one is from good old John Stossel, who is, he struck out on his own a while back after working for ABC News for many years and then working for Fox.
Yeah.
And then he just decided, you know what, I've made enough money working for corporate America, and he's going to just start doing his own thing online.
It's really interesting, too, because John Stossel is one of the, we'll say, media faces that I can trace back through, you know, enjoying his stuff long before,
for a long time.
But long before I ever sort of, you know, came out of my fog of statism.
I wonder if he had an influence on you at all.
I imagine he did. You know, we talk about planting seeds all the time, and I imagine, because he did a great job of explaining the why behind whatever story he was going on about, and how, well, it's just not right for this to happen, even though, and he would point out some, you know, government fault or fallacy or some thing that they did, you know, even though this is the way it is, it's still wrong for this to happen to these people, and he would do that summary at the end of all of his stories. And so he's one of the few media faces that I can say I wouldn't say I've followed, but I remember him going back to, I don't even know how long ago.
Yeah, I don't know either. He used to work for 2020 way back in the day.
I think that might be the first that I ever saw him was on 2020.
That was certainly, if he had a profile before that, I didn't know about it. You're a little older than I am, but yeah, I remember seeing his stuff and wondering, how the hell did this guy make his way through corporate media as high as he did? How are they allowing him, you know, the powers that be, to say the things he says? He's always been this sort of really unusual character because he makes sense, and he comes at things from a pretty libertarian perspective.
Yeah, I think the way he made it through was, there was this trend for a while amongst local television news stations to have what they call a consumer advocate.
Right.
I don't know if it was Minneapolis, just say they had some guy named Jesse, and their whole slogan was, if you have a problem, get Jesse, right? You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, where I was growing up, it was Eight on Your Side, and they would do the inside, like, hidden camera, look at the corrupt auto repair place kind of thing.
Right, yeah. They'd go, oh, this woman got ripped off because, you know, her husband was quoted $400, but she was quoted $1,800 for the repair, that kind of thing. So there was this movement for all of the local television stations to have this sort of consumer reports, you know, man on the street, consumer advocate kind of, and I think that was like the national level's version of that. They were like, oh, we'll get John Stossel to do, like, you know, sort of consumer advocacy stuff, but on a much larger, on a national level.
Yeah, you're right. That is where he started. I remember him talking about it. And I don't remember if it was when we interviewed him, because we actually have interviewed him many years ago on Free Talk Live. He spoke, I think, at the Liberty Forum once upon a time here in New Hampshire. And that was where he started doing things. And he just kind of learned over time that it was really the government that was to blame for a lot of the problems that he was investigating.
Wait. You mean if you start looking into problems that occur again and again, honestly, from the mind of an investigative person, and you do your own research on why these things happen, that you arrive at the conclusion that, the government bad?
He did. And the other interesting thing about John Stossel, and he was used to be a stutterer.
Really?
And he just put his mind to it and beat it. Like, he beat stuttering.
I did not know that about him.
Yeah, it's an interesting personal detail to his story as, like, a professional broadcaster. Because normally, stutterers don't make it in broadcasting. That's like, you don't get to be on the air, but...
And frequently, they don't even make it as callers on, like, call-in radio programs.
He overcame that.
Yeah.
And so... Amazing.
That's great.
Personal success story.
I did not know that. That makes him even more impressive.
Yeah, so he's back at it. He's been doing his own thing for a while, but also seems to be doing some moonlighting for Reason magazine, Reason.com, and that's where this story appears. It's about a woman who had her home stolen, and she's not the only one, over missing a property tax payment. More than one, I guess. But ultimately, her name is Tawanda Hall. And in some states, if you miss just one tax payment, they can take your home.
And have.
And keep all of the money. Because the way I always thought it worked was when you quote-unquote owe the government for property taxes, if you owe them quote-unquote $10,000, they steal your home on paper, and they do what they call a tax sale, and they sell it for $200,000. Mm-hmm. Well, they're supposed to take the $10,000 that you owe out of the $200,000 and then give you the remaining $190,000. You're still out of home.
That's what happens if you default on like a mortgage, for example. Let's say you buy a house for $200,000 and you find yourself unemployed or you get injured or something, you can't make your mortgage payments.
That's what the bank can do. I see what you're saying.
That's what the banks do, right. Yes.
But it's also what happens supposedly, that's the way it's supposed to be in when a state takes your property, but not all states apparently.
Yeah, not only do they, or can they, but they have. This isn't like the first time that this has happened. This is one of many instances where the state has taken somebody's home because of a minor, financial faux pas.
Sure. In this case, Tawanda Hall was behind on her taxes. She was on a payment plan, but had missed $900. And she didn't expect the town of Southfield, Michigan, to take her entire house because of that. It was at the time worth $286,000 more than what she owed. She says, "I'm still in shock," she says. They took my whole house, my whole family's livelihood. A lawyer for the county says, while this practice may sound unfair, John Birch is his name.
It may sound unfair. Are they going to tell us it is fair?
Quote, he says, "It's also unfair to force those who pay their taxes to subsidize those who don't."
Oh, so as a person who has paid taxes and does pay taxes... then I shouldn't subsidize politicians?
Right, and how about the woman going on welfare after you take her home from her because she was previously taking care of herself, now she's homeless...
And going to be collecting, she's on the dole.
No money. And the reason she couldn't pay this is because she doesn't have enough money to do it. That's insane. So I could understand why taxpayers would be mad about subsidizing shiftless losers like, town bureaucrats and all of that. But that's not what he's getting at here. And in fact, just because this woman's behind in tax payments doesn't mean she's being subsidized.
Well, and also...
That just means the town hasn't collected from her yet.
And didn't it say that she was on a payment plan?
It did, yeah. She just missed a payment. She says, "I pay taxes." She, who works as a nursing assistant, responded saying, quote, "I lift people, I bathe people, I work hard." Unquote. When Hall found out she was going to lose her home, she tried to pay off the debt. Quote, "I went to the mayor's office. I went to the city building, the county building. They didn't want our money. They said no. They wanted her house. Taking it should be illegal." Christina Martin, senior attorney at the Pacific Legal Foundation, says, quote, "I think it's unconstitutional. The government can't take more than is owed." But they are. The foundation is now suing local governments in 6 states for this type of home theft. Martin won one case in Michigan's Supreme Court. Oakland County had taken an entire home, over $8 in debt.
Dead. I mean, yeah, dead. How can these people who are running these bureaucracies sleep at night like this? How can you do something like that to another human being and still consider yourself an actual living, breathing person? It's insane. You can share your thoughts.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. Simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. 6160. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And the captain.
We're talking about government gangs around the country stealing people's homes from them, which is what we've discussed before. Like, hey, what happens if you don't pay property taxes? Well, eventually they come around and steal your home from you. Turns out that when that happens in some places, they'll just go ahead and keep all of the revenue from selling the home instead of giving you back whatever it is that they don't use to satisfy their so-called debt. And that's what's happening. We're going to tell you more about that story. Again, the number is 603-283-6160. Would like to also invite you to our website. You can enjoy the features there for free. But if you want to help us out a little bit, you can do as Damon has done. Damon Freeman, he is a diamond-level supporter of our Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live's AMPS program. It's a Patreon where you can contribute at least $5 a month. Damon is doing quite a bit more than that, so thank you, Damon, for helping us out there. Definitely appreciate it. AMPS stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support. It's a way for you to help us spread the ideas of liberty and get the get more people on board with these concepts. So head over to amps.freetalklive.com where you can do that. That's amps.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones first, though, before we talk more about this story with the government stealing people's homes. We got Josie on the line in Virginia. Go ahead, Josie.
Hello. I hope I've straightened out my thoughts now.
All right.
I want to say that there are certain things, aspects about this abortion issue that most people don't know. I don't know. I studied metaphysics, and I've learned from other lectures and so on, that the spirit of the baby-to-be, which will be into the body of the child when it's born, it's not fully, it floats in and out of the womb area during the entire time of gestation, so that it is not murder like one's side says it is. And it's
now, how would anyone determine where a spirit is located?
All right, here's the argument in back of all of that. The Yale University invented the lie detector test, but then they also later on invented something more sensitive. It's called, it's the University School of Medicine from Yale, and it's a more sensitive instrument that could detect when that spirit of that baby is in the womb area or in the floating area. But in addition to that, some people, not many, but some remember that floating period during that 9 months, and clairvoyant people can see it. And I know of one who had 7 children, and she could see that even after her 7 children were born for a period of a week, 10 days, I don't remember the exact time, that the spirit would kind of float in and out of the young baby. So that's one thing. The other thing that I know is that somebody that is a very elderly person worked with her daughter delivering babies, and the stories she had to tell. There was one little boy who was so mad at his mother because he said, I was supposed to be here first. Well, what happened was the mother had had a few abortions, and then she could settle down, and then she had several, you know, 2 or 3 girl babies. Mm-hmm. And then this little boy came, mad as heck at her. I was supposed to be here first. They finally had all settled down, but that was another child that remembered.
So you're suggesting there that the little boy in his soul or spirit form was trying to get onto the planet, but her abortions got in the way.
He wanted to be here first.
Somehow the other children got in there first. I mean, these are all very interesting stories, but very hard to back up scientifically.
Well, that one is. But then there's another people who are meditators. Mm-hmm. This obstetrician had as patients people who were hippies, meditators, mm-hmm. whatever you want to call them, and they would pray when they had a pregnancy that was they were unprepared for, and they said, "Okay, spirit out there, I am praying to you. This is a wrong time. I love you, but please come back at another time." And in a week or 10 days or 2 weeks, whatever, that is exactly what would happen.
They would would miscarry,
no, I just
you mean?
Think that they, when you have politicians...
Just to clarify, you mean
laws,
they would have a prayer and then they would miscarry, is what you're saying?
They would meditate on that, mm-hmm. and then the miscarriage would happen, no doctor involved.
Yeah.
So I really kind of think that politicians, they know nothing of any of this,
sure.
and not actually very many people know this. So you've got a whole bunch of evangelicals and Catholics and others that are, you know, very sure that it's mm-hmm. already alive and all that. And you have another side that doesn't believe that at all. They think it's just tissue or whatever they say.
Right.
And I think that there is another...
There's another story.
I mean, I'm way beyond childbearing age, so I'm not myself involved in that. But I do know some of these situations. I know about them. And I kind of think that maybe if more people knew, I thought that maybe the Supreme Court should know this. I even call the Supreme Court, but I don't have a computer, and you have to use...
Well, I suspect the Supreme Court doesn't take calls. Usually,
hello.
Usually, judges are pretty hard to get a hold of. But no, what you're bringing up sounds like a very kind of new age spiritual belief system. I'm familiar.
It's an interesting perspective, one that I had
not heard
before.
It's not a belief system. It's what has happened.
Well, I mean,
what
you can't prove it,
seen.
Right? So you can't prove it, even though you talk to a clairvoyant person or someone who claims to be clairvoyant or someone who
that's
can
right.
see
that's right nobody
or,
wants to believe
or someone who can see auras or whatever
they
it's
don't
just
want
hard
to see
to
any
prove.
Of that that's all new agey you're right
yeah. I'm not
however,
saying I don't believe
the
you.
Same thing happens to what the Christians say are miracles mm-hmm. right people also don't believe those so
well,
it falls in that same category.
Worked at Yale and he wrote a book called Fields of Life, and I have heard about it. I didn't read the book. He died maybe 10 years ago, 20 years ago. He was, you know, much more. Then there was another man that Baxter is his last name, Clive Baxter. He was very active in that, and so you can do some scientific work and prove it. And that's another.
Well,
because
I don't.
Because nobody wants to know anything except what you can prove scientifically.
That's the thing, though. It's you. I don't know if you can. Thank you, Josie, for the call. I do appreciate you bringing this up. And I'm somebody who am. I'm a little more likely to lean in that particular direction from my beliefs, but...
Well, that's the thing. It's like this issue is a belief issue.
It is. It is.
In my perception of it, you know, my reading of it, and my own personal beliefs on the topic. But here's the thing. As a libertarian, anarchist, whatever kind of person, one who subscribes to the non-aggression principle or at least identifies as an individual, I think that it is always wrong for somebody else to force their preferences upon me mm-hmm. and for me to force my preferences on somebody else. Now, some people prefer to believe that abortion is murder. Some people prefer to believe that it is not. Right? I don't care what you believe until it affects me on a personal level, and the government should have nothing to do with it.
Indeed. The number here is 603-283-6160. And as far as I know, scientifically, you cannot prove the existence of a soul. Or at least that has not been done yet. Science doesn't really know what consciousness actually is. But if you think I'm wrong...
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic. And only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience. Just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own. So stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Police in Buffalo, New York are investigating a mass shooting that took place at a Tops Market. In a tweet, officials wrote that several people have been hit by gunfire and that the shooter is in custody. New York Governor Kathy Hochul says she is closely monitoring the situation and have offered assistance to local officials. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell visited Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. He and a delegation of Republican senators now joined the list of American leaders who have made the pilgrimage to show support for Ukraine, joining First Lady Jill Biden and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi weeks earlier. Back in the States, the Senate is working to pass a $40 billion emergency military and humanitarian aid package for the country. The Dow, NASDAQ, and S&P 500 closed higher on Friday, despite another losing week on Wall Street overall. This is USA Radio News. Game 6 in the NBA Eastern Conference Finals in Milwaukee ended with 20 people hurt in two separate shootings near the Entertainment District where the game took place. The first shooting involved three victims. A man is in custody for that one. 17 more people were injured in a second shooting 2 hours later. 10 people were taken into custody. 9 guns have been recovered. No word on if the shootings are related. Lawsuits brought by the families of the Sandy Hook school shootings against conspiracy theorist Alex Jones appear ready to proceed. Companies owned by Jones, who had called the 2012 shooting a hoax, filed for bankruptcy a week before a Texas jury was to begin deciding how much Jones should pay the families. It also delayed a lawsuit filed in Connecticut. Lawyers in the bankruptcy case say the families will be removed as creditors. A hearing on whether the bankruptcy should move forward is scheduled to be heard later this month. Jones has since said that he believes that the shootings did in fact occur. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, phones open. You can join us. The number... 603-283-6160. It's the live Saturday show. Tonight it's Ian.
And the captain.
Don't forget you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. We have a social media platform. We run the thing. It's not some big corporate mega tech platform with crazy censorship and community guidelines. You can just go over there and post your opinions. Head over to social.freetalklive.com. You can sign up there. It's free. You can do it on the web, or you can use one of the various different apps that there are available, and it's open source, so there's literally like a dozen apps out there. So if you find one you don't like, try the next one. See if you like that one better. So it's social.freetalklive.com. We go back to your phone calls and thoughts. We'll get back into the stealing of homes by government agents in moments. But first, Celicia is on the line listening in Delaware. Go ahead, Celicia.
Yes, good evening. I just want to say I think that it is very detestable to commit such an offense to the creation of life, and that I can understand both sides, and I'll tell you why, because I've made the error myself, and I'm in my 50s, and I will say this, you will never get over it. You will never get over it. But I'll say this, each person that speaks, we owe it to every life that's in the mother's womb, and I'll tell you why, because each person that's fighting right now must be thankful to their mother, their father, and the God in heaven that gave them life upon this earth. That they can fight for many things. But how dare we deny life to someone, child, in the womb? It is unright
Well,
okay.
Not
so
fair.
We get what you're saying. You, that you don't appreciate it. You think it's wrong.
It's wrong,
I happen to subscribe to the captain's perspective on this. Is whatever I think about abortion, it's not my life. It's not my body. It's none of my business. But a lot of the people on the anti-abortion side of things seem to think that it is their business. So I have to ask you, Cilicia, do you want to see these women punished somehow beyond just, as you said, it's a decision that's hard to make, that it may haunt them for the rest of their life?
You just have to ask them one question. You have to say, did your mother grant you life upon this earth that you could speak? Then you owe that to the child.
Obvious
your
that own. they did. But I'm asking you, do you think that it's sufficient that the punishment is in the act itself and the difficulties that the woman may face dealing with living with that for the rest of her life? Or do you think that there should be some sort of legal punishment like a prison sentence or a death sentence? What do you think?
The punishment she will receive will be from the Heavenly Father. It is not for man to do that.
Okay.
So you're not advocating for...
I'm not advocating that you put them in prison.
Okay.
Because once you make a decision, that's a decision you must live with.
All right, fair enough.
When you're in the land, you follow the laws of the land. But life is not just for man on the earth. We are in a trinity with the Father in heaven.
But you would oppose, just to clarify, the government, if they passed a law against getting an abortion, you would oppose that?
Oppose it?
Yeah.
Get an abortion?
No, you would oppose the law.
I would not stand for it because I was on both sides, and
okay.
I understand it.
All right.
And I'll say it again.
It's a fair position, I think. I think that's a fair position. Thank you, Cilicia, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. And I don't know whether she's in the minority or the majority of the people who oppose abortion. I am curious about that.
I do know a number of females whom have had an abortion.
Mm-hmm.
The ones that I know who are willing to talk about it, probably 50-50 as to whether or not, you know, it has affected them in some way. You know, at least that's what they say. Yeah. So, but I don't have any real numbers.
They cry themselves to sleep at night, right?
Yeah. Or, you know, is there a point where you get? But the other thing that I have to say is, when people have very strong feelings about, like this caller did,
mm-hmm.
About life and the respect for life, and you know, all life is important, and you know, she attributes it to, you know, God, and you know, all of that kind of a thing. Where are these people when it comes to war, for example?
A lot of them have been supportive of war over the years.
You know, governments, not just the United States, are continually dropping bombs on each other.
Mm-hmm.
And
sending children to go over and
sending
and
children to kill other people's children because they won't, you know, pick up a gun and fight each other themselves, these politicians. Right, so where's all of the outrage? Like, there's a whole bunch of outrage about abortion right now because of the Roe versus Wade thing, and it's all over the news, and frankly, I'm kind of tired of hearing about it, but whatever.
Oh, you're going to hear more about it.
I know.
The decision hasn't even official.
I expect we'll talk more about it here tonight.
So, sure.
But, you know, it really sort of irks me that these people, you know, get up on their high horse, talk about the value of life and,
mm-hmm.
you know, humanity and all that, when there is such silence from a lot of these same people when it comes to the atrocities of war.
Not only silence, but flag waving in a lot of cases.
Indeed.
A cheering.
Yes.
Of what goes on. Excuse making.
Yes.
Covering for that stuff. I think that one of the differences is that from the people who, let's just say, to be maybe overgeneralizing a little bit, that the people on the the anti-abortion side might be from the right wing. And there may be some crossover or whatever, but that tends to seem to be like a right-wing issue. And the people on the right also love themselves the military. Now, that's not to say the Democrats don't.
Hmm.
The Democrats love themselves a war, and they love themselves a military. Of course, the Democrats love war more when the Democrats are in charge. And the Republicans love war more when the Republicans are in charge. But both of these sides just love it when the flag waves and the tanks roll and the jets fight and then the, you know, all this stuff happens. They really get into it. And we're programmed to some extent by going to the government schools where they talk about all the glorious wars that the U.S. has been in and, oh, you know, defeating Hitler and, you know, you fill in the blank, the bad guy. Or
yeah,
whatever.
People have been, I want to say, brainwashed into believing that war is noble.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my kid's joined the military. I'm so proud of him.
They're fighting for freedom.
He's going to go and you know, murder some other people for that he's never met and has no quarrel with because some guy in a suit told him to do it.
Well, if it weren't for that, then we would all be speaking German now.
That's not true.
No, that's total propaganda. But that's what people believe. They really do believe that. And so I think that given the swell of the feel of nationalism and patriotism and this feeling that makes people side with war, makes them completely blind to or to just sort of take in stride all of the innocent life that is crushed under it. And it seems so obvious to us, but to them it's just like, well, there's a price you have to pay for living in a free society. Those are the things they tell themselves about that.
Like this taking of life, right? Whether, you know, it's the opinion of, like, our last caller believes abortion is murder, apparently, according to her beliefs. And then there's, like, lives that, you know, have gone on and, you know, they're in their teens or 20s or whatever, and they're out either doing killing or being killed because they're trying to kill the other guy, whatever. Like, both of these things are supported by statism, right? Either in passing a law for or against it, because this thing seems to be flip-flopping, at least through the course of my life. I'm about to be 50 years old here pretty shortly. So in the course of my life, like, this abortion issue, the Roe versus Wade thing has come up and gone away and come up and gone away and come up and gone away. So it feels like it's, oh, this again, right? It's like a rerun. Oh, I've seen this episode. I'll change the channel. That's kind of my perspective on it. But it's taking a life either way, and my perspective on abortion is, if you're going to do it and it's something you want to do, I'm not going to stop you, right? I don't see any of these people who think it's wrong, like, and I don't mean like protesting at like an abortion clinic. I mean going out and stopping people from having abortions. I don't see many of those people happening. So just like everything else that becomes a political issue, nobody's going to put any skin in the actual game. I mean, they're going to let other people do it. They're going to let other people. They don't want to, you know, oh, you're concerned with the Ukraine? Why aren't you in the Ukraine right now, right? Oh, you're concerned with it? Why aren't you stopping abortions right now?
Sometimes they have, like, a protest out in front of a clinic or whatever.
Yeah, but that's it.
Well, enough. Well, they can't physically, or they shouldn't, physically restrain somebody. The number is 603-283-6160. You can join us, share your thoughts on free.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits. At least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Saturday show continuing here. The number 603-283-6160 in the studio tonight. Ian.
And the Reverend Captain Kickass.
It's 603-283-6160. You can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there. We give them away, and that includes archives that go back for many years.
It's apparently very important to everybody to find out where everybody stands on abortion. Where do you stand on abortion? Where do you stand on abortion? Where do I stand on abortion? I don't think anybody should be standing on abortions. That sounds kind of gross.
I'm with you. Let's go to the phones, because this topic has come up, and it's hard to keep it down once that happens. We go to Jill in Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Jill.
As far as I've managed to reason it out, what I think is if it can fight and kick and try, and while during the procedure, that pretty well shows that it's a human individual with independent existence.
Hmm.
But when somebody's dying and he's hooked up to a respirator or something, when he doesn't have any more brain waves, that's when they pull the plug, as I understand it.
Not all the time, though. Like, oftentimes folks will be kept on, you know, some version of life support until the family can make a decision, you know, as to whether or not they want to or when they want to, or, you know, if there's some hope that they may come out of, you know, like a coma or something like that.
But the coma, that's one thing. But I think, I don't know, but I think there's some brain activity even when somebody's in a coma. I believe they can tell this by machine. If I'm wrong, you can let me know.
Yeah, I think you're correct, but their ability to, like, fight and kick and, you know, that kind of thing is doesn't exist when they're in that state.
That's true.
No, but when I think the brain waves is the thing that makes the difference between a rational being and not. And I think if that's the standard at the end of life, it seems logical to put it at the beginning.
Okay. I don't remember which host it was. I don't know if it was Speakless Mountaineer who said that he thought that the line should be drawn at the first breath, that that was a good, easy line to draw. So everybody's got their opinion about this, but the difference,
but
of course,
the
being...
waves that you see that I don't know that I would not be prepared to tell a woman, that she could not have an abortion before the fetus had brain waves. I have never been in that situation myself, though. But, I mean, that's, as far as I've managed to reason it out, that's what I think.
Fair enough, Jill. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. At least on this call, this hour so far,
yeah,
we've actually had all women calling about abortions.
Well, so. and that's great. Yeah. So the thing is that we have a variety of responses.
Yes.
A variety of opinions.
Almost like a marketplace of ideas.
Almost.
Yeah.
No, it is very much a marketplace, yeah, of ideas. And so because there are so many different ways to look at this, it obviously does not belong in the hands of
the state.
Of the state. Of
where one size fits all, and if you don't,
yeah,
follow the rules, you go to prison.
Yeah, it's either you do it our way, or you go to prison, or yeah, you pay fines, or whatever it is. Like, nobody should be forcing anybody else to somebody else's preference, much less through the magic of government.
Totally agree. The number is 603-283-6160. Let's talk to Steve. He's on the line in North Georgia. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and the Captain.
How are you guys doing tonight?
Steve, what's on your mind?
I had two questions for you guys. One is, I keep hearing about the Shire, and I've seen videos of you, Ian, like getting pulled over, and they're like, hey, do you have your registration? And you're like, it's registered with the Shire. What exactly is that? Is it like an actual government that y'all see to, or is it a gimmick? Are you just trolling cops? What is that?
Well, why you would think a bunch of voluntarists would ever create a government is confusing to me. But no, it's not a government. The Shire Society was formed, I believe, in 2010 at the summertime Porcupine Freedom Festival. There was dozens of people that gathered together, to several dozen, to sign the Shire Society Declaration. You can read it for yourself over at shiresociety.com. It's a very simple one-page statement of basically personal independence. It's essentially a declaration of personal independence from the idea of the state. And the concept was, well, the state loves to tell us, well, you live in society. You're part of society, and so therefore you have to do what we say. And so the idea was, well, let's make our own society, because the society is, if you look up the definition of it, it is a group of people who've come together voluntarily, that's the key word, voluntarily to achieve a common goal, typically. And so the state, of course, when they tell you that you're part of their society, they're just lying, because, again, society is always voluntary. I suppose if you voluntarily want to be part of their society, then that's your business. But the rest of us would rather not participate in that, and so we created an alternative society, a society of peaceful people who love liberty, and everyone who has signed that document is part of the Shire Society. So that's what the Shire is. The Shire is as much a state of mind as it is a physical place. Of course, the physical place is here in New Hampshire. Does that answer your question, Stephen?
That does, and I hope that that becomes like reality one day. I hope that one day you can have that vision and that society without outside government influence. I really do hope that happens.
Well, I mean, but it's right, a reality today in that we signed a piece of paper. I mean, that's what the government guys did, right? A couple hundred years ago, they signed a piece of paper. We signed a piece of paper, too. So that's all the same level of real. It's just that right now there are still psychopaths who are wielding guns and handcuffs that will throw you in cages if you don't go along with what their belief system is. So our beliefs are as real as theirs are. It's just they're willing to use violence to enforce theirs, and we're not.
Well, there's one aspect that they did that y'all haven't done yet, and that is
brainwashing.
Rid yourself of the other guy, right? So the British were here in the Americas, and the founding fathers of the Americas were like, hey, we don't want you here anymore, and they eventually shoved them out, right? And I'm not advocating revolution. I'm not advocating
violence.
Yeah,
we're not taking that tact.
But one of the things that is happening here in New Hampshire is there is a movement amongst liberty-minded people for what's known as secession.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, just sort of becoming, instead of a state within the United States, just becoming our own independent state.
Yep, there is that. Stephen, thanks for the call tonight, man. Appreciate it. The number is 603-283-6160. Yeah, I get what he's saying, that previous secessions have involved violence, but this one is specifically a peaceful movement. The CACR 32, which was the potential ballot measure that would have asked the people of New Hampshire how they felt about it, specifically used the term peaceful secession.
Well, and I'm glad you pointed out the definition of society as well, because far too often, in my experience, people think that society and government are one and the same.
No, not at all.
Right? Because there's that whole phrase about taxation is the price you pay to live in society. No.
Yeah, no.
Taxation is the price you pay to not get arrested by bastards with guns who want to throw you in a cage if you don't do what they tell you to.
Correct.
So, yeah, society is a separate entity from government.
And there's no reason why we have to do as Stephen suggested and eliminate these people from our physical whereabouts. All I want them to do is just leave us the F alone. That's sufficient to me. Like, if y'all want to have your violent government and pay them money and go and die for them in their wars, be my guest. It's your life. You can sacrifice it for some man in Washington, D.C. if you want to.
Or better yet, if you feel strongly about a topic, go and do something about that topic.
Go there physically yourself.
If you, any topic, pick one. Trump was trying to build a wall.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Get your ass down to the border and, grab a shovel, bring some concrete with you, whatever it is, and do it yourself. Don't just talk about what you feel the government should do, because all you're doing is taking and pointing the guns of government at a bunch of other people and forcing them to your preference.
Sure, that's all the government is. It's just a group of people with guns that changes hands from time to time. I mean, ultimately, nothing significant really changes, whether it's Democrats or Republicans that are in charge of it. But they certainly want you to think that there's a significant difference, and most people have been snookered by this false difference between these two groups. So, if you want to weigh in here, you can join us at 603-283-6160. But yeah, I don't care if people want to continue to throw their lives away to the state. I mean, you can throw your life away doing all kinds of things. You know, it's your life. You do what you want. I mean,
look at rock stars.
Yeah, I think it's a shame, but you do you, man. Just leave me out of it. The number 603-283-6160, and that's the problem. They won't just leave us alone. They won't just leave the people that want to have their own, freedoms beat. In fact, that's what we started the show talking about. One lady's getting her house stolen from her for missing a $900 property tax payment. And they're not going to give her the rest of the house sale. They're keeping it all. There's more coming up here. This is Free Talk.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.